Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today on the morning after yet another debate. And I want to share some things with you before I start taking callers, if you don't mind. Picking up the pieces and moving on, that's what we need to do. Well, I want to share with you today, it marks a significant day in history for me. It was a time of terrific loss and difficult new beginnings. Family came and grieved with us, and my children saw their father weep. In December, this day, so many years ago, tragedy seems so much larger, and the hearts seemed more giving. A generous state of the heart usually resides at a time of the year in December, around Christmas. My family's loss that day in December back so many years ago only removed the material things from our lives when we lost our home in a fire. Our hearts were still with Christ, although we were in great pain and confusion. While the politically correct people and the haters might be able to limit our speech, which is not free speech, they cannot remove Christ. Much like the Grinch, it isn't about what's on the outside. So what does this have to do with the debate? Well, it's been December 16th in America for quite some time. But with the opposite kind of tragedy, we have much materialistic things speaking, but we have forgotten who we are and whose we are. The debate was a reminder of how far away we've come from what the Founding Fathers meant for us in a free America, how far we've come from liberty, how far we've come from independence. When in America do we need to cower to a bully? When in America do we need to rely on government and not God? And at what point in time did America begin believing that controlled speech is free speech? That regulations regarding weapons and ammo is a strong Second Amendment and not included and shall not be infringed? When in America did we stop defending and protecting our own children for the sake of not offending or profiling? I learned very little last night that I didn't already know as to the candidates. The group is narrowing whether the one or the ones we favor, you favor, will be the choice remains yet to be seen. America, established as a free republic, has lost its way. That's why I say it's December 16th. When my home burned, family and friends and neighbors, they were there. They cried with us. They gave us clothes, food, gifts for Christmas. They encouraged us that tomorrow is a new day. We lost our home, but we were at home with one another and with our God. And those who showed and cared, so many, even complete strangers. America, we need this. All this I've shared is exactly what I mean each day to bring America home, rescue her from the fiery tragedy. We the people can do this. I believe this with all my heart. The only thing that makes me unsure is whether Americans really do care now about liberty more than policies. Free speech more than emotions and feelings. Are Americans ready to defend this homeland from the evil criminals? Those who want to kill and behead us, as well as those who have beheaded our Constitution and stolen our life, liberty, and deny us the pursuit of happiness and property and prosperity. This has happened over time, and perhaps we don't truly recognize the loss. It's not like it happened all at once in a fire. The loss that our children will pay for, they will pay the price, and that our grandchildren will be enslaved. The burning down has happened. The morning after is here. Americans are pulling away from the established GOP, and angrily they're doing it angrily. That's why we see these front runners that are non-established GOP. Well, let us come together and make a new way. Go back to the foundation and learn from our founding fathers and learn from our mistakes. The loss is great. Americans, you are an exceptional people. You are the ones who rescue those whose house burned, who lost loved ones, a tornado, a hurricane, an earthquake, a tsunami, the victims, or other personal tragedies. America is family. We are dependent, yet we can and must stand together. December 16th, I lost all but what I was wearing and driving. My children were safe. But we were displaced for a time. America is displaced. Let it only be for a time. We the people, you and me, must bring America home. When I watched the debate last night, I didn't learn a whole lot of new things, and I don't have a lot of new to share with you. There was a few things, you know, when I've had Michael Cutler on, some of you got a little angry with me because he's not a Cruz fan like some of us are. And the reason that he points at was brought up last night, and I was kind of tickled that Ted Cruz explained it. He didn't explain it away, but he did explain it. The chairman of the GOP got up and said that it was going to be a unifying message. Now, we've heard a lot in the last few weeks and months, and it hasn't been unified. The established GOP doesn't like the front runner at all. They don't like the front runners at all because they aren't one of them. Well, it's not about the parties. It's not about them. It's about we, the people. It's about common sense. It's about our Constitution. If that still means something to you, this day, many years ago, I only had 4 children. My 5th one was on the way when tragedy hit. And family and friends came together to bring my America home. And that's what we must do from this day forward. And we will be right back.
are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes. You are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The lines are open. I want to know if you watched the debate. Did you learn anything new? And where do you think we should go now, the morning after? Not the morning after the debate, but hopefully the morning after we've realized where we are and that something needs to change. They say anytime you have change, you have to have great tragedy. We've had some great tragedies in this country in my lifetime, and for sure in the last 12, 15 years, I've seen an awful lot. I shared at the beginning of the show the history of this day in my life that I will never, ever, ever forget. And I won't apologize for the tears and getting choked up, because I think that's part of our passion and our life, and we need to feel that same passion and loss with this nation. But I'm one of those that, although I'm getting older, I'm still optimistic because I believe in you. But I believe many of our brothers and sisters are still sleeping, or still believe, they're still discouraged, they still think they can make no difference. Well, I think seeing these front runners, whether they're people that you care to support or not, I think the fact that these front runners are all non-established GOP is a sign that America is waking up and they're not very happy. It's been a bad dream. Well, Buchanan said it would be a mistake for the GOP to have a brokered convention. So time will tell, are they really going to talk about unification at that time? You know, they mentioned a unified message last night. There were a few heated moments, but nothing really new was brought to light as far as I was concerned. Winner or loser, I don't know that there was a whole lot of difference. I would say, and I think the rest of them have said this, but if I was to pick a winner, it would have been Ted Cruz last night. Trump was a winner just because he didn't lose. He stayed kind of quiet, which is what I expected. I expected him to do that. Others seemed kind of desperate for camera time. Jeb Bush being one of them. To the point that I found him to be kind of rude and obnoxious. But then I'm not a Jeb Bush fan. So perhaps I'm a little prejudiced there. But I thought when he attacks, and it was Trump, of course, that he was attacking, and he's done this in the past, I don't think his attacks are warranted. I don't think they don't seem to be on topic. They just seem to be attacks. They're attacking Trump, particularly someone like Jeb Bush and John Kasich, because of his inexperience in politics. Well, we've got an awful lot of experience in politics. That hasn't done us any good. Now, I'm not defending Trump. I'm saying this is why they don't like him. He's not one of them. Now, they liked him a lot when he wasn't running and they wanted his money. They liked him a lot then. Well, Ted Cruz and Rubio went at it, and Rubio did not come out the winner on that. And I kind of got a kick out of it. I'm just going to throw this out. I kind of get a kick out of Chris Christie because he doesn't talk to the commentator or the moderator. He talks to the camera as if he's talking to you and me. And apparently that made a difference when they were doing the little town hall afterwards. That made a difference in some of their opinions. Well, Rubio and Ted Cruz went at it, and I will share a little bit of that with you. And it got a little heated in their argument. And Rubio was accusing Ted Cruz of not supporting or of supporting different things with the foreign policy, but mostly with the immigration. And this goes back to HB1 bill, which does increase legal immigration by 500%. But they made some concessions in it, and I guess Ted Cruz was kind of in on that. But anyway, they were back and forth on that. And Ted Cruz said, I would note that Marco knows what he's saying isn't true. That's what he pointed out. He says, Mark Levin wrote a column that last week that says the attack ads in the super PAC he's running, meaning Rubio, are knowingly false and, in fact, an Alinsky-like attack similar to what Barack Obama has done in the past. And the reason is simple. What he knows is that the old program covered 20-30% of the phone numbers to search for terrorists. Now, this is talking about some of these infringements that might happen to you and me as far as our privacy. And that was part of the debate last night. And I thought Rand Paul made his points very well. You know, I like Rand Paul. Unfortunately, I don't see him having a chance, but I really like Rand Paul. I don't agree 100% with everything. I don't agree 100% with Ted. I don't agree 100% with Trump or Carson or Carly or any of them. You're not going to. But what happened, and that came up several times last evening, what happened with the lack of looking into Facebook in particular and using that as an investigative tool which I find kind of funny because they say Facebook will close you down and has on other. I've had other people tell me that they've blocked them or closed them down for things that they have posted that were conservative. That the investigators, the FBI or whoever, would be hesitant to use that, and yet we see that they have, that Facebook itself abuses that power. But apparently this, the attacker, Maliski, anyway, that she's dead now, the one that murdered, went along with murdered in San Bernardino, apparently she had posted things on Facebook that were incriminating, that if you read it, you know what she was up to. They may not have the specifics on there, but that she was definitely, Tashfeen Malik. She was a hater. She had planned and was sympathizing with those who attacked in Paris and other things. And so that was a topic. And that was one thing that was interesting to watch as they debated your privacy versus looking into social media and the internet. We know that ISIS is using that. You know, I've got a brother, and there's some other people that have been in the military or are in the military that says, you know, probably our military needs to get off. They do an awful lot of information, and we've heard all about the emails back and forth with Hillary Clinton. And you can get hacked, and your information can be taken, and if you have some information that could be of national security risk, perhaps we should go back to the old way of communicating. Now, I know that sounds kind of barbaric, but ISIS is using social media. And we've known that for a very, very long time. Social media is a growing communication that really is difficult to control. Now, it is public. And I think maybe some of the messages that Malik had put out were on private messages on Facebook. But even on her page, it was obvious that she was a terrorist sympathizer, if nothing else. If it's public, I don't see anything wrong with the FBI looking at it. You need to know it's public. Don't put something out there, you young girls and young guys out there, that you don't want somebody to see 20 or 30 years from now, because it's still going to be out there. Same thing with secret messages. Same thing with national security. Use some common sense. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. I'm interested to know, did you watch the debate? Did you learn anything new? Who do you think won? Yeah, I don't really think it matters, but what's your opinion? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm discussing a little bit about the debate. I started the show off talking about a time in my life when I lost everything I owned, except for the clothes on my back. And it wasn't easy to borrow clothes because I was 8 months pregnant. But the hearts of the American people in our lives, the families, the friends, the neighbors, and even strangers who were giving, that's who America is. That is you. America has experienced this same loss. It didn't happen all at once. Kind of like a frog in the hot water boiling. It didn't happen at once. But we're in a mess. And in many ways, we're in a bigger mess than our founding fathers were with the king. Because it's happened in such a way that we're used to it. People you would never think of back 50 years ago, accepting gun control or considering it, are okay with the infringements. I'm not okay with any. I think we've already compromised too much. Because it's not about the weapon. It's about the heart of hate, the crimes, you know, all the pundits, they come out and they tell you what was said in the debates. And I think they were kind of having trouble last night because there wasn't a whole lot to say. They tried to put Trump against everyone. They did a little better last night than they did in some of the first debates as far as not doing that. But it was still when they would present a question, and Trump kind of pulled it out. He said this is what's happening, particularly with Jeb Bush. They wanted Jeb Bush to go at him. And then they wanted to – remember they had – if you were listening to any of the pre-shows, they were kind of hoping Ted Cruz and Trump would go at it. But when they would present a question, it would be the front leader, Trump, said such and such. I don't care what they think about the other person's opinion. I want to know what they would do on a certain issue. So when the commentator puts a question out and prefaces it like that, they're just trying to cause and stir trouble for entertainment, of course. And as Trump says, it brings in the big bucks. That's what they want. They want the money. Well, Trump made a statement about Cruz here a while back, recently. And that's what they wanted them to fight about. But Cruz wasn't going to do it, and Trump wasn't going to do it. And it was much to the chagrin of the pundits thereafter, because they made fun of him, acting like they were buddies. Well, Ted Cruz has long been saying that he's going to play the political game like Ronald Reagan. He's not going to go after his opponents. That's not what they're there for. Now, him and Marco Rubio did go head-to-head, but Marco started it. And even Rand Paul came in, not necessarily defending Ted, but putting Marco Rubio in his place. He's a young guy. I still think he's a rhino in training, and I'm sorry if that offends somebody out there that's that's on his side. And it's kind of like, I don't know, you know, I don't like to ever support the best, the lesser of two evils, but I think anybody on that stage, with the exception of one or two, and probably even them, would do better than what we have coming in from the Democrat side that are admitting that they are socialists. Well, yesterday I shared with you a little bit of an interview that I had watched with Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham right now says the U.S. should end all immigration to fix the broken system. Back up the truck, so to speak, is what I've been telling you. We need to back up the truck, look and see where we're at. You know, they're really going after Trump for saying he's not going to let Muslims in. Well, I'm thinking maybe we shouldn't let anybody in right now. We want to practice that PC, that political correctness. Let's just stop everybody from coming in. Until we figure it out. You know, the Statue of Liberty and the song, Give Me Your Tired, Your Poor, Your Huddled Masses Yearning to Be Free. But it doesn't say, give me your criminals. We need to protect our children. We need to protect our neighbors. I want to protect you. And I hope you want to protect me. We're in a serious time. And I was speaking with someone, I was chatting with them while I was watching the debate, and this gentleman said he didn't really think ISIS was our biggest threat. And I agree with him. I think it is a threat, and I think it's something we need to be ready for. But I think our biggest threat is our debt. And the only one who came way out and said that last night was Rand Paul. Our debt is weakening this nation. It's weakening you. It's weakening me. It's weakening our military. And it's not because we're not giving them the money. It's because we are broke. Trump's correct. Everything's broken as far as trade. It's not being done right. Maybe there's some good in it. I'm sure there is. Back up the truck. Analyze it. Look and see how can we make it better. Better for America. Not unfair. Better. If it's going to be trade and we're going to trade with other countries, let's be fair about it. Not just fair to them, fair to us. Whether it's in agriculture or any other industry. We can see that we're out of jobs. We can see we're being, well, we're being outdone. Things could be made cheaper. They don't have the rules and the laws and the regulations and the EPA. They don't have OSHA in other countries, so they have cheap labor. Some of them slave labor. So items are cheaper. They're also cheaper. We've become a nation of stuff. We need to make sure we have jobs. The economic situation in this country and the national debt is a bigger threat to our national security, to our livelihood, to our pursuit of happiness, to our liberty, to our independence than any ISIS ever would be. It was mentioned something about the GOP yesterday in one of the talking heads. I don't remember which one. Even O'Reilly went on a tirade about it's broken. It's broken. He was mainly talking about just the, well, I think he was talking in general about the United States and how we're governed. To hear him say that, woohoo. Yes, we're broken and we need to fix it. It's corrupt. DC occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. That's what I told you yesterday. They don't care if they win the presidency. As long as they've got their offices and they're cutting their deals, they're doing just fine. But you and I are paying the bill. And it's time that we got serious about that because it's December 16th. We need it to be the 17th and the morning after. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to go to the phone lines right now. We have Alfred from Missouri. Alfred, how are you today?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Oh, just fine. But I was going to make a comment about the house fire I was in back when I was a youngster. You complained about your house fire. Well, I guess other people have their problems, too.
Yes, they do.
But we lived in a four-room house, too. Room down, two up.
Mm-hmm.
And back then we didn't have electricity, so when I went to bed, I blew out the old coal oil lamp. I was the last one to bed and went up the stairway, which is was in the same room, the kitchen, the entrance to it, that is.
Gotcha.
But sometime during the night, I can't remember when it was, my mother heard noise downstairs. She went to investigate, and when she opened the door, she could tell the kitchen was on fire. She closed it, went back upstairs, and so they were wondering how we were going to get down out of there. Well, I was young enough, I crawled down, had a post there, I slipped down, run, got a ladder put up on the porch roof, and so all of us got out.
Wow.
But to get water to try to put out that fire, we had an old well with a monitor engine. That thing didn't start. So we had trouble trying to get water. But my dad, while I was cranking on the engine, he went to the old rain barrel with a bucket, carried it in the kitchen, and put the fire out himself.
Mm. Wow.
And so he was using that plain old common sense. And that's kind of where I aired my old common sense. That's kind of why I listen to your program. If you keep promoting that old common sense, that's what I like to hear.
Well, that's the only thing we can rely on. The rest of it, we call it liberal logic. It's just when you try to logic things out, through emotions and feelings, you have no common sense, you've lost it. And that's where we're at here, I think, in this nation. And a lot of people have an agenda as well. But many are, they're driven for the wrong reasons. And we need to get back into common sense and some passion for one another. I appreciate the call, Alfred. I'm sorry for your loss back then. But, you know, there was the morning after, and we're still here, aren't we?
Well, I might make another comment if you got time.
Quickly. Yes, I do.
You were talking about the dust. And I have a chart that shows how vast our debt is, and we're going broke in this country if something isn't done about it.
Mm.
But if you go to the book, the Bible, it tells in there about the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is a slave to the lender.
That's right.
When you look at it from that perspective, we're not free people anymore. We're slaves to a debt.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Something isn't done while we're going broke. Well, that's about all I had to say.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, Alfred. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you. We have Frank from Ohio. Frank, what's on your mind, quickly?
Real quickly, Tutor Nombat, following you since you were with Derry Brownfield. And I'm putting a free plug unsolicited in for CSC Talk Radio. Faith, Hope, and Charity. If people really love free speech and liberty and truth and honesty and good news, please support CSC with any charitable donations to keep our liberties and free radio talk shows like yourself on the air. If they can find any charitable donations to CSC as a Vietnam vet tutors, I love you. You are a beautiful Christian patriot lady, one person in Christ to another. I love you, and I hope people that are listening will support you in any financial way and vote with their dollars to keep people like yourself on the air. Thank you for taking my call. God bless.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye-bye. I
appreciate that. And, you know, right now it's needed. It really is needed, and I didn't know Frank was going to call, so that was not put before you on purpose. It's up to you to decide if you can help me out through some hard times. It's been a really, really rough year. One thing that was mentioned last night in the debate was, again, cornering Trump as to his loyalty to the Republican Party, and he said he is totally committed to the Republican Party. He even said how he felt close, in some respects, a bond with everybody that was on stage there with him. Well, that's all a nice, warm, fuzzy thing. But what I'm looking for, and I think what you're looking for, is loyalty to the people of the United States. But in truth, you and I need to be the loyal ones to the United States. You and I need to be the ones active in our communities. As I shared yesterday, a statement from Franklin Graham that I have made to you several times. You heard it here first. What a difference it would make if we put the right people in place in our own little counties, in our own little communities, in our own little towns, on our own little school boards. Corruption is everywhere, even in small town USA. Loyalty is rare. I have felt more than once in my lifetime the sting of a pretend friend. Pretend to be a friend and stab you in the back. Loyalty is rare, and that's what makes it so precious. I started out the show sharing with you a tragedy in my life. Not necessarily, I do that to remember it every day, but I remember it on this day because that is the day that it happened so many years ago. To remind me of where I am now and the blessings that I have had since that time. I owe many people that I can never pay back. We still struggle financially. We raised five children. It's just the way it is. But I thought as I close today, I wanted to share with you this poem one more time. Because here we are again. We're almost $19 trillion in debt. And in a bondage, as Alfred said. From bondage to spiritual faith. From spiritual faith to great courage. From courage to liberty. From liberty to abundance. From abundance to complacency. From complacency to apathy. I believe that's where we are today. And we are here from apathy to dependence. We are dependent on a government. And from dependence back to bondage. It's up to you and me. There's been a fire. There's been a tragedy in this nation. We need to come together and bring America home. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.